Welcome to our edition of the show of Blitzkrieg Eye Radio right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Lee Rogers. I run the alternative news website, roguegovernment.com, and today is December 19th, 2007. We've got some breaking news here. This is just unbelievable, and I am so upset at this. I am so angry. I mean, I just don't even have words to describe how mad I am over this piece of news. And this came out on the Associated Press, on Reuters. Apparently, this gun control bill that supposedly improves the National Criminal Identification System, the National Instant Criminal Background Check System, excuse me, I guess that's what it's called. Well, it passed the Senate today on a voice vote. And let me just preface this whole thing. This is the bill that was introduced in response to the Virginia Tech shootings, when that crazy individual who was all hyped up on these psychotropic drugs went on a shooting rampage. Oh, we got to have a solution to this problem. And this bill, this horrible piece of legislation that essentially it doesn't even give any sort of exemption for veterans with PTSD. It doesn't give an exemption for people who may have been classified as having attention deficit disorder or people who were previously on psychotropic drugs. I mean, it's just crazy. It's such an open-ended piece of legislation. It's going to make it more difficult for people to get access to firearms. The government can classify you as being mentally ill, and then you can't get a firearm. That's really what this bill says. So all these veterans coming back from Iraq that get diagnosed with PTSD, oh, well, guess what? You have a mental health problem. Therefore, you can't buy a firearm. And these cowards, these traitors, these people in the Senate, it's just unbelievable. It's unbelievable. They didn't even have the vote on record. It got passed by a voice vote. It's simply amazing. These people, we just need to vote every single one of these people out of office. I don't know how many people are up for re-election this coming election cycle. It was like 30-something. We need to vote every single one of these clowns out of there. Every single one. These people are hardcore traitors to the Constitution, to freedom, and to liberty, and they need to be held accountable for this just horrendous bill that they passed that's going to get sent to the president. He is, without question, going to sign this. I don't think there's really any question about that. So I'm going to spend a great deal of time talking about this, just off the charts. The whole next segment is going to be dedicated to this horrible piece of legislation that was passed by the Senate. I just cannot believe this. And this was just passed just beneath the radar just a few hours ago, according to these reports. So we're going to talk about that in the next segment. Some of our news we're going to get into. I have a write-up on my website, roguegovernment.com, that breaks down the Glenn Beck, Ron Paul interview and all the craziness going on with that. And apparently there's been a report in which the Associated Press and all these mainstream news outlets are trying to link Ron Paul to white supremacists because he accepted a donation from somebody who is, I guess, a white supremacist or somebody tied with that movement. And they're trying to demonize him through that whole situation. And it's funny. They want to demonize Ron Paul over that, but they won't demonize Hillary Clinton over all the donations she gets from all these people in the military-industrial complex. Hey, some guy who might be a white supremacist has no say or no power with these big corporations and what have you, but these people in the military-industrial complex, these people have a lot of power. A lot of power. We're going to cover this gun control legislation news and much more on our side. Stay tuned right here.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. uses. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up at 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
To Live Free or Die Radio, right here in the Republic Broadcasting Network. Let's just jump right into this news on this gun control legislation. And this is a report from the Associated Press. I have the Reuters and the Associated Press report on this. I've not had the time to do additional research on this, but I mean, there's 100 plus stories on this on Google News. I saw it on Yahoo News. I mean, it's getting out there, and this is just horrendous. So let me read from the Associated Press article on this gun control bill passage. It says here, the Senate on Wednesday passed a long-stalled bill inspired by the Virginia Tech shootings that can more easily flag prospective gun buyers who have documented mental health problems and help defray the cost of the states. The voice vote was the result of months of negotiations between the sponsors and the Loan Center, Oklahoma Republican Tom Coburn, who had objected and delayed passage. The bill now goes back to the House, which passed similar legislation this year. The measure would clarify what mental health records should be reported to the National Instant Criminal Background Check System, which help gun dealers determine whether to sell a firearm to a prospective buyer, and give states financial incentives for compliance. It's just unbelievable. The Attorney General could penalize states if they fail to meet compliance targets. Now, first, let me stop this whole thing right here before I go any further. First of all, these cowards, they couldn't even put their votes on record. They couldn't even put their votes on record. Now, why is that? They have a voice vote. They pass it in the shadows of the night. Why? Because they know the American people don't want this crap. I mean, do these people know how to read? Do they know how to read the Constitution? Why don't you read the Second Amendment, okay? And maybe after you read it, you'll realize that all of this crap with gun control is entirely unconstitutional. I mean, what is it that these people do not understand about the Second Amendment? These people actually think they're doing something good? How is that possible? Look, you're going to have more of these shooting rampages. You're going to have more of these random acts of violence if you continue to restrict people's rights to defend their life, their liberty, and their property. This is not a very difficult concept to understand. Okay? If you look throughout history, you look in the 19th century, when the Second Amendment was something that was upheld and was respected. During that point in time, you had less crime. And you look at different countries in the world where they have gun control and they don't allow the general public to own firearms, there's more crime. That's just the way it is. This is not a perfect world. Therefore, the general population, most of which are law-abiding citizens, if you allow them to own firearms and give them the ability to protect themselves, there will be less crime. But these people act like they're doing us such a favor by limiting who can own a firearm. And you know what? Just the fact that there are no exemptions in this bill, I believe this is H.R. 2640 because they just sent the House version over to the Senate. I've been looking for the Senate version of it, but I can't seem to find it. I know it's based off of H.R. 2640, which is the NICS Improvement Amendments Act of 2007. And I got to read through the whole thing more thoroughly. I've looked at this thing before. But, I mean, there's no exemptions for veterans that come back from Iraq that are designated with PTSD or whatever they classify them as, because that will be classified as a mental illness or at least has the potential to be classified as a mental illness. And what if you're diagnosed with attention deficit disorder when you're 13 years old and they put you on these psychotropic drugs? Does that mean when you become an adult that you're not able to own a firearm because you may be, quote, mentally ill? And who classifies who is mentally ill? And these are all questions. These are all very important questions. Because if the government is determining who is mentally ill and who isn't, well, look how far they can take it with the whole deal with incrementalism. This is what they do all the time. They do things that sound reasonable so they can incrementally take us down the path of hell. And that's what they're doing with this thing. Oh, it sounds so reasonable. Mentally ill people shouldn't own firearms. Well, if the government says that, oh, 9/11 truthers and Ron Paul supporters are mentally ill because they don't like this wonderful government we've set up. They're crazy people. We can't allow them to own firearms. This is where this can lead. And this is why this is so dangerous. And this is why I'm so upset about this. First of all, there shouldn't even be a national instant criminal background check system. This is so stupid. I mean, I bought my first firearm just a few months ago. You know, I bought a M4 assault rifle. And they had to check me to make sure I'm not some terrorist or something. Well, you know, that's ridiculous. Why do we have to have this whole system of control in order to determine who can buy a firearm? You know what? Last I checked, you can kill somebody with a baseball bat, a golf club. Does that mean we have to have a whole check system for people who are buying baseball bats and golf clubs? Look, you can kill somebody with a wide array of objects and things. So why is there such a problem with firearms? First of all, firearms allow people to defend themselves. They're a good tool to hunt for food. It's one of the most American things to have the right to own a firearm. These people are trying to undermine it. I'm just so angry. Let me move on and read the rest of this. It gets better. Wait till you hear some of this other stuff. All right, let's see here. Where did I leave off? Okay. The bill was supported by political foes on both sides of the gun control debate. Okay, here you have again the phony left-right political paradigm where you have both political parties, both these phony political parties, they're actually one political party, get directly behind this legislation, which further undermines the freedoms and the liberties that we as Americans are entitled to have are in the Constitution. So, okay, it says here, the bill was supported by political foes on both sides of the gun control debate. Yet Coburn held up for months because he worried that millions of dollars in new spending would not be paid for by cuts in our programs. Whatever, that's just stage theater. His chief concern, he said, was that it did not pay for successful appeals by veterans or other people who say they are wrongly barred from buying a gun. Okay, there's legitimate concern. But he caved. He caved in and just allowed this thing to pass. Unbelievable. Just before midnight Tuesday, Coburn and the Democratic sponsors of the bill struck a deal. Oh, just before midnight. Wow, that what a coincidence that is. Goes on to say, in this deal that they struck, the government would pay for the cost of appeals by gun owners and prospective buyers who argue successfully in court that they were wrongly deemed unqualified for mental health reasons. Oh, so basically, you're guilty until proven innocent. You have to prove your innocence to these people that you're not mentally ill. So you have to get in front of a court to determine that, look, I'm not mentally ill. I should be able to purchase a firearm. When it's completely backwards. You're innocent until proven guilty. What the hell is this? You have to prove that you're qualified to own a firearm? You have to prove that you're not mentally ill if you somehow wind up on this list? And this is from Coburn, a Republican who's supposed to be the Republican Party historically has been a party of conservatives, of people who stand up for the Constitution. That is completely out the window. And both of these political parties, they care not about the Constitution. They care not about civil liberties. It's all a charade. They're all on the same team working against us, the people. So they have that whole thing backwards. And it goes on. The compromise required that incorrect records, such as expunged mental health rulings that once disqualified a prospective gun buyer, but no longer do, be removed from the system within 30 days. The original bill will require any agency, such as the VA or the Defense Department, to notify a person flagged as mentally ill and disqualified from buying or possessing a gun. The new version now also will require notification when someone has been cleared of that restriction. Just unbelievable. So the Defense Department can notify people that they're flagged as being mentally ill. So all those people coming back from Iraq that have PTSD, oh, guess what? You're going to be flagged mentally ill and you will not be able to buy a firearm. I guarantee you that's what's going to happen. Goes on to say, the bill would authorize up to $250 million a year over 5 years for the states and as much as $125 million a year over the same period for state courts to help defray the cost of enacting the policy. And here's where the state should step in. They should say that this is ridiculous and just not even buy into this whole program. But we'll see if that happens. And then it gets into how, oh, we have to have this piece of legislation because this crazy person killed a bunch of people in Virginia Tech, and guns are evil. Let's not look at the people who are actually carrying out these horrible acts. Let's not look at the fact that these people who are going on these rampage killings are hyped up on these psychotropic drugs that are developed and created by the pharmaceutical industrial complex. And the FDA approves all this crap. It's just completely insane. And in this other article, the Reuters report, let me bring this one up. We have this nice quote from the NRA. The NRA, the National Rifle Association, which is supposed to be this group that protects the Second Amendment, stands up for the American people. And get this. The 4 million member National Rifle Association, which has helped stop numerous gun control bills as one of the nation's most powerful pro-gun lobbying groups, backed this one. We'll get into more of this on the other side. We have to break. Stay tuned.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
All right, welcome back to the Free Live Radio Podcast Network. And we're talking about this gun control bill that got passed apparently today. By a voice vote, and it's absolutely disgraceful. This is, of course, the bill that improves upon this background check system they have for people who are trying to purchase firearms. And now it includes mentally ill people in this legislation, and it's going to be sent to President George W. Bush to sign because just unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Without objection, the Senate and the House of Representatives approved the measure. This is from Reuters. That's what it said. I guess it passed the House earlier this year, and now it passed the Senate. This is just so disgraceful. And on the other side, I was talking about how the 4 million member National Rifle Association, which is supposed to be this group that stands up for the Second Amendment, that stands up for the American people and their right to own firearms, they backed this bill. These traitors, these criminals, well, I mean, I shouldn't say they're criminals, but they're pretty much pretty close as far as I'm concerned, because they're subverting the Constitution. What is this clown? What's this guy's name? Andrew Arulanam? Is that his name? Andrew Arulanam or something. I can't pronounce his last name. An NRA spokesman. He said this is good public policy. Wish I could pronounce the guy's name, but he's got a weird last name. Either way, He's saying that this bill is good public policy. I mean, what planet is this guy on? It's good public policy to ensure that as many people have access to firearms as possible. It's not good public policy to have the government determine who is mentally ill and who isn't, and then based upon those recommendations by the government, dictate who can own a firearm and who can't. I mean, it's obvious where this is going to head. It's all about incrementalism. First, they had this whole background check deal. Now they're adding to the background check system and putting more people into the system. They're expanding the scope of what this background check system consists of. So instead of just including criminals, now we got mentally ill people on there. And I already went over the PTSD side of it, how you got these veterans coming back from Iraq designated with PTSD because they want to get veterans benefits for being diagnosed with PTSD. And now they find out they can't own a firearm because of this piece of legislation. So unfortunately, this is a major defeat. I'm so upset at this thing. I'm trying to remain calm so I don't sound like a complete and absolute lunatic up here today. But this makes me so angry. How is it that all these people in the House of Representatives and the Senate don't understand the Constitution, which is the supreme law of the land? How is it possible? It's a very simple document to read. And what's sad is that I'm not even some sort of constitutional expert. I don't consider myself any sort of absolute authority on the Constitution or patriotism or whatnot. But jeez, if it's my job to represent the people, I would make sure I know the Constitution inside and out. And the only one that I see that even comes close is Congressman Paul. And don't get me wrong, he's a very smart man. He knows the Constitution very well. But Ron Paul, he should be the foundation in terms of what a representative or a senator or a president should be. But instead, he's the only one. This is just disgusting. I am so angry at this. I'm going to do a full analysis on these traitors that voted for this thing in the shadows of the night by a voice vote. It's just so insane. I can't even talk about it anymore. I'm that upset about this. So I'm going to write a whole analysis on this thing. It's going to be up on my website, roguegovernment.com. I'm going to call these traitors out for their actions. And I tell you to call the Senate. I tell you to call your representatives. But I mean, what good is that going to do? They already passed this damn thing. By a voice vote, no less. And we get the NRA supporting it. This is just ridiculous. These people are all on the same team. Everything is just a big lie. Okay? These Democrats, these Republicans, they have an agenda. It's a one-party system. And the agenda is the destruction of the Constitution. It's the destruction of the American people's liberties and freedoms. That's really the agenda here. But it's masked by all of this stage theater and media propaganda and all of this other crap. Yeah, it's funny. This should be the front page news story on every newspaper tomorrow. As far as I'm concerned, this should be the top story, period. But what you'll probably end up seeing is more news on Britney Spears' sister. Oh, she's pregnant. Who cares? Who cares about stuff when our country is going down the crap hole? It's disgusting. Our country is just turning into a moral cesspool when there are more people worried about Britney Spears' sister than they are of this horrific piece of legislation that is infringing on our Second Amendment rights. We have to break. More news on our side. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Okay, welcome back to the show. If anybody would like to call in and comment on this gun control legislation news, that number is 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. And it's just disgraceful, this legislation. And again, as I said before, full analysis on this travesty up on roguegovernment.com after I finish my couple hours of radio I do every night. So, you know, look out for that on my website. And, you know, there's also this other article here that I came across when I was looking at these different reports on this gun control bill passage. And I came across this article from the American Free Press. And it says here, media in Japan calls for gun control. I mean, it's all over the place. And this is a worldwide agenda. It isn't just here in America. They are trying to disarm everybody. There's also a move to disarm people in Switzerland, if you can believe that. This is a worldwide movement. This is a worldwide program that is being put into place. They are trying to take firearms and the means for people to defend themselves away from everybody. And let me read from this article, from the American Free Press. Japanese media called for tighter gun control laws on Sunday following a deadly shooting a sports club, which sent shockwaves through the country in which gun crimes are emerging. We fear that Japan has turned out to be a gun society like the United States. And who said this? Yomiuri Shimbun said in an editorial, a gun was pointed at random at the ordinary public. It was an unprecedented crime in Japan. It is necessary to tighten permission standards such as introduction of new regulations to check the purpose of using guns and limit storage locations of guns under control of a third party, the Daily said. A 37-year-old local resident opened fire Friday night at a private gym in Saizebo, Western Japan, killing two people and injuring six, including young girls. You know, whatever. If you have a well-armed populace, that guy is going to think twice about actually doing what he did. If you just have a bunch of Darth Vader police running around with firearms, they're the only people who are armed. The criminals, they don't have any respect for the law to begin with, so they're going to have firearms. They'll find ways to get them. There's still going to be a black market regardless of how many laws or regulations or background checks you have. So therefore, it is in the best interest of a free and open society to ensure that as many people have access to firearms as possible. I mean, it's that simple. Otherwise, the only people going to have the weapons are the government and criminals. And considering how many criminals there are in government, that essentially turns the people into a slave class. And they can't fight back against a tyrannical government. It's just insane, all the propaganda and all the crap that comes from the media and the government on this issue of gun control. And I'm tired of it. And for all you people who still think George Bush is a conservative, just wait till he signs this gun control legislation. Will you still think that he's a conservative after that? Look, the guy's working for the New World Order. He's a globalist. He doesn't care about America. The guy's a traitor and a criminal. He should be impeached, him and Cheney. And his whole cabinet should be thrown out too. We can start with them. Then we can throw out the Senate, and we can throw out pretty much everybody in the House of Representatives. Again, we have to purge these people from office. I don't care. Every single one of them. The only congressman that is actually standing up for the Constitution is Ron Paul. So we need to elect him as the next president, and then we need to get rid of all of these people. From the Senate, from the U.S. House of Representatives, everywhere. Just get rid of them. Unbelievable. But I've kind of beat this gun control news to death. Just take a look at my website later tonight. I should have an article on this whole thing. Let me get into some of our news. And there's lots of it. This is a story that, let me see if I can find it. I just have to dig through all these news stories. I got hundreds of news stories that I'm looking through. I'm trying to find the correct one here. Here it is. Okay. I forgot to mention this. This one came out, I believe it was yesterday or the day before that. And this is from CNN. It says, Bush Sr. would help President Hillary. Okay. Now, for anybody who's listening to this show that thinks that there's actually a difference between the Democrats and the Republicans, and that there's a difference between George W. Bush and Hillary Clinton, and there's a difference between Hillary Clinton and George Herbert Walker Bush, there is no difference. Let's go over this news story. Former President Bill Clinton said Monday that the first thing his wife Hillary will do when she reaches the White House is dispatch him and his predecessor, President George Herbert Walker Bush, on an around-the-world mission to repair the damage done to America's reputation by the current president, Bush's son, George W. Bush. Well, the first thing she intends to do, because you can do this without passing a bill, the first thing she intends to do is send me and former President Bush and a number of other people around the world to tell them that America is open for business and cooperation again, Clinton said in response to a question from a supporter about what his wife's number one priority would be as president. And you see George Herbert Walker Bush up there with Bill Clinton. I mean, they had a speech together here at the University of New Hampshire this past May. Okay, these people go around together, they hang out one hour. It's like a big joke. It's a big joke behind the scenes. There's actually any difference between them. And we've had a Bush or a Clinton in the White House in some capacity. Of course, you had Bush as the vice president since, 1980 to 1988. And after the assassination attempt of Reagan, he was pretty much running the show, it seemed like. So we've basically had a Bush or a Clinton in the White House for practically my entire life. This is insane and ridiculous. And there is no difference between whether we have a Bush in the White House or a Clinton in the White House. They're one and the same. It's just completely crazy and ridiculous. And again, let me get out the call number one more time in case anybody missed it. That number is 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to call in and comment on any of this. You can comment on the gun control stuff or this news with Bush Sr. and Hillary Clinton. I mean, or whatever you want, whatever's on your mind. Let me get into another news story. I'm just going to run down a list of all of these different news items. I mean, there's so many directions I could take this show, but I'm just going to look at some news stories, just fire them off. Let's see here. Oh, here's a good one. Year of global cooling. This is a story from the Washington Post. It says here, Al Gore says global warming is a planetary emergency. It is difficult to see how this can be so when record low temperatures are being set all over the world. In 2007, hundreds of people died, not from global warming, but from cold weather hazards. This is unbelievable. Since the mid-19th century, the mean global temperature has increased by 0.7 degrees Celsius. This slight warming is not unusual and lies well within the range of natural variation. Carbon dioxide continues to build in the atmosphere, but the mean planetary temperature hasn't increased significantly for nearly nine years. Antarctica is getting colder. Neither the intensity nor the frequency of hurricanes has increased. The 2007 season was the third quietest since 1966. In 2006, not a single hurricane made landfall in the United States. Look, the whole thing with global warming, it's a fraud. It's a complete and absolute fraud in order to convince people that we need to have this carbon credit system that will extract wealth from the average everyday American or pretty much anybody in Western civilization for the most part. In any developed countries, this is where they are trying to implement this carbon credit system. And it's going to be a global system of control to help bring in their regional and global government institutions to strengthen them. So it's a big fraud. National Geographic also had an article talking about how that the sun is actually getting warmer and that there's actually warming going on the planet Mars. Okay? And you know what? I mean, yes, the sun is getting warmer, but this is interesting information as well. Okay? So yes, the global temperature has increased, but the sun is getting warmer. All the planets are getting warmer as a result of what's happening with the sun. But also, as it points out, Antarctica is getting cooler. And you know, I look outside today. I'm up here in New Hampshire. I mean, geez, it's like 20 degrees outside. It's 20 degrees outside. So I'd like to see something that's global warming. I really would, but you know what? I just see what's going on outside. I don't see much global warming. So this whole thing is a fraud. Al Gore should be arrested for his insane and loony statements he's making on this subject. In fact, maybe he belongs in a mental institution. Let's put him in a mental institution. And hey, if he gets put in a mental institution, I guess he won't be able to own a firearm because he'll be mentally ill, according to this new legislation that's being passed by these criminal traitors in the Senate. Al Gore is just, he's insane. He's an insane madman. I mean, he flies all around the world emitting all these carbon emissions, and then he has these speeches where he says, oh, well, we have to reduce carbon emissions. Meanwhile, he's got this home that consumes all this electricity, contributing to our carbon footprint. The man is a total and complete hypocrite. How can anybody take this man seriously? Well, we have the establishment media. They continue to parade all of his crap out there. They promote him. He won the Nobel Peace Prize, all based off of lies and crap. It's simply amazing. Read the article, Year of Global Cooling, on my website, roguemmer.com. It's an article I got from the it's not the Washington Post. That's the Washington Times. I guess I just put that in wrong. Yes, it's the Washington Times. So I apologize to the Washington Times for originally creating the Washington Post for the article. But it's an interesting article, and it gives a whole new perspective on all this propaganda that's thrown out there about global warming. And I think on, what was that website? Free Market News Network. They actually linked to a National Geographic article on how the solar system is warming up as well. So, you know, the whole thing that Al Gore is pushing, it's a giant fraud. Plain and simple. Let's talk about some other news stories here. What else do we have here? Morgan Stanley sells stake to China. This is from the Associated Press. Investment bank Morgan Stanley said Wednesday it sold a portion of itself to China Investment Corp., an investment arm of the Chinese government, for $5 billion to raise capital after taking $9.4 billion in write-downs on mortgage-related investments. Morgan Stanley said the investment will help bolster its capital position and allow it to continue growing its Chinese operations. What's happening here is that the banking system is completely unraveling. Okay, and now what's going on is that these foreign investors are stepping in to buy up all of these different financial institutions' assets, and they're raising capital to help keep these different institutions solvent. Even the central banks are getting involved. The ECB announced that they're going to provide unlimited credit to some of these banks. That was a story that came out yesterday. I mean, we're really faced with financial Armageddon here. They're trying to keep the whole system solvent, and they are failing miserably. And this is going to lead us into a global depression. Every fiat currency in the history of man has gone to zero, and the dollar is no exception. I don't care what sort of financial voodoo these people come up with. The financial system is doomed to failure unless there is some sort of drastic reform. So here's just another story of how our financial institutions are, I mean, what does it say? $9.4 billion in write-downs on mortgage-related investments. This subprime mortgage debacle, this is just the beginning. It's going to get far worse. This is going to seep into the regular mortgage market. I mean, I'm already seeing it. The biggest paper in New Hampshire, the Manchester Union Leader, or excuse me, New Hampshire Union Leader, the amount of foreclosures that I see in the paper, they're just coming through. It's off the charts. And every day there's more and more foreclosures being published in the newspaper. So this is going to get far worse before it gets better, unfortunately. Let's get some more news. Actually, let's talk about this one. This one also ties into the economy. Ethanol blamed for food price hikes. This is from the New York Times, and this goes into the whole ethanol scam, the biofuel scam, how our food is being turned into fuel, and that's causing a shortage of food, so the price of food goes up. And it says here, shopping at Whole Foods Market in suburban Chicago, Meredith Estee said food prices have jumped so much she has resorted to coupons. Charles T. Rogers Jr., an Arkansas cattle rancher, said normal feed rations so expensive and scarce, he is scrambling for alternatives. In Oregon, Jack Joyce, the owner of Rogue Ales, said the cost of barley malt has soared 88% this year. For years, cheap food and feed were taken for granted in the United States. But now the price of some foods is rising sharply, and from the corridors of Washington to the aisles of neighborhood supermarkets, a blame alert is underway. This is just crazy. It's absolutely crazy. But of course, it's done by design because you have the whole biofuel scam. I mean, if you're turning our food into fuel, there's going to be less food available. Therefore, the price is going to go up. And you combine that with all the craziness going on in our banking system and the fact that the Federal Reserve is just throwing money at the problem. The end result is higher cost for food. It's that simple. I'm told we have a call. Ernie in Virginia, you're on the air.
What was your reaction to the amendment by Senator Hutchison related to the Homeland Security budget for 2008, the removal of the financing and support of the promised fence that was to be built on the border?
Well, that's actually the first I've heard about that, but you know, it doesn't surprise me.
Okay, let me tell you what happened. There are several articles. Joel Skousen covered it Saturday in World Affairs Brief. Bob Chapman in his midweek issue today, and Michelle Malkin Malkin on humanevents.com. It's entitled "The Incredible Disappearing Border Fence." And more than a year after the law's passage, the citizen watchdog group Grassfire reports that just 5 miles of double-layer fencing has been built in the first 12 months of implementation of the act. Five lousy miles. The GAO claims 70 miles were erected.
Barry, hold that thought. We have to break. We have to break. Stay right here.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Okay, welcome back to Live Free or Die Radio. We're joined here with Ernie, and Ernie, do you want to finish up your thought?
Yes, I do. To add insult to injury and homeland insecurity upon homeland insecurity, Congress failed to adopt a ban on federal aid to sanctuary cities that prevent government employees and law enforcement officers from asking about immigration status, but miraculously found enough money to provide $10 million in emergency funding for attorneys of illegal aliens. So they can come up with $10 million in emergency funding for attorneys of illegal aliens, but refuse to build the secure fence that was and to implement the Secure Fence Act that was implemented that was passed by Congress, signed by the president. It's a total sham by both political parties.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, these people are a bunch of hardcore traitors. And what I'm noticing here, I mean, they have absolutely no interest in securing the border. They want to form this North American Union. We have this NAFTA superhighway that they're trying to build around Interstate 35. They have absolutely no intention of securing the borders, and that's just the hardcore facts of the whole situation.
Oh, right, and yet we've got to deal with the Law of the Sea Treaty, which when the Congress reconvenes in January, look for that to be rushed through.
The Law of the Sea Treaty is awful. I did a whole write-up on that on my website, roguegovernment.com. Awful. I mean, if you want to talk about loss of national sovereignty, I mean, look no further than the Law of the Sea Treaty. That thing is terrible.
And yet,
you know, it's off the charts.
And yet all these senators, when you call them, they say, well, our military brass wants this. And yet they ignore the international taxing authority aspect related to the treaty and not only losing our sovereignty, but it puts us under this international seabed authority of 155 countries. And it's not a veto-type situation. They rule by consensus. They'll put us under another world court. And we'll need permission to even fish or extract minerals from the seabed. It's unbelievable.
These people, I tell you what, Ernie, I mean, these people are hardcore traitors. We need to get every single one of these people out of office, one way or another.
Well,
I don't even know what else to say. It just is a travesty.
I have one exception to your comment. Congressman Ron Paul, absolutely the best. We need to vote for him for president, but we have a good congressman here in Virginia. His name is Congressman Goode, and Virgil Goode, and he has sponsored concurrent resolution 40, opposing the NAFTA superhighway system, also the North American Union. He also has House Concurrent Resolution 22 to get us out of NAFTA. He's doing an admirable job. There are some exceptions.
Yes, there are a few exceptions. I just wish we had a bunch of congressmen like Ron Paul. I just wish we had a bunch of them like that, and that's really where I'm coming from. But it's good that at least we have people like Virgil Goode that are actually looking at what's happening with North American Union, at least doing something about it. But it should be all of them. It shouldn't just be a couple of them. And that's why I'm so frustrated with what's going on.
I understand.
Is crazy.
Thank you, Lee.
All right, thanks, Ernie. Appreciate the call.
You're welcome.
Good call. My goodness. I mean, we're just getting hit at from all different angles. You know, it's clear that these people in Congress, doesn't matter if it's the Senate or the House of Representatives, the majority of these people do not want to secure our borders. They have no interest in it. They believe in global government. They believe in setting up these regional government institutions. I think it's pretty clear what the agenda is. But you have this media that continues to call people who actually look at what these people are doing with the NAFTA superhighway, the progression towards the North American Union, they call us conspiracy theorists when there is so much documentation. There's documentation all over the place. I mean, for God's sakes, the Alberta government has a picture of the United States of Canada with the NAFTA superhighway labeled on it. It's unbelievable. Anyway, check out my website, roguegovernment.com. Rick Ams is next. Thanks for listening. Take care.